This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Alyssa Block. The president of China, Hu Jintao, has arrived in the United States on a four-day visit. His first stop is Seattle, where he's meeting with business leaders, including Microsoft founder Bill Gates. Joining us now from the campus of Microsoft in Redmond, Washington, is NPR's Martin Costi. And Martin, how has the Chinese leader been received so far?
Well, so far the visit is off on a tone of mutual good feelings. The president of China put out a statement as he arrived saying he thought that there was sound momentum of growth in U.S.-Chinese relations. There have been some protesters scattered here and there in the Seattle area, mainly the Taiwanese-American community, who are worried about Chinese influence in Taiwan and want more independence for Taiwan. Also, Falun Gong, the spiritual movement that's under pressure in China, was protesting along some of the route that the president of China took through the Seattle area. But it's mainly been a very upbeat sort of pro-business visit so far.
Pro-business, and starting there in Seattle at Microsoft, what does President Hu hope to achieve in that visit?
Well, the official line we're hearing from Microsoft is that President Hu requested a personal tour of something called a Home of the Future. It's sort of a mock-up of a condo 15 years from now that they have here on the campus of Microsoft, sort of full of all the latest gizmos they see coming down the pike. But really what's going on here is that President Hu gets a lot of good press back in China when he's seen touring Microsoft and the company, the world's richest man, and then even better, having dinner with the world's richest man in his personal home later in the day today. So this definitely enhances the prestige of President Hu at home. And it's also important because he's sort of following in the footsteps of Deng Xiaoping in the 1970s. When he first made his visits to the United States, he would stop here in Seattle and visit Boeing. So there's some echo of another great Chinese leader in the past here.
And in terms of what Microsoft might be hoping to get out of this, a lot of software companies are very unhappy with China. It's a country where software piracy is rampant.
Yes, it's a big problem for the software companies in the United States. And Microsoft does believe it's making some progress on that front in the last year or so. It's gotten pledges from Chinese computer makers that they're going to start installing more licensed software in the factory before the computers are sold. And also the Chinese government says it's going to ramp up sort of pro-authentic intellectual property campaigns and sort of trying to fight piracy in a more visible manner. So that's definitely a top agenda in this meeting, and Microsoft does believe it's making some headway with some new commitments for actual licensed software to be sold in China.
What more can you tell us about the dinner tonight at the home of Bill and Melinda Gates?
Well, this is, of course, the invitation to get if you're a head of state, especially from Asia right now, because Bill Gates is considered to be probably the person almost every educated Chinese person knows the name of. So this dinner is definitely more high profile probably in China than it is even here. From what we're told, there will be about 100 guests in the Gates residence on the shore of Lake Washington. They will be serving a sort of a typical Washington State fair, complete with Walla Walla onions. They will have a smoking pavilion, a tent outside for the Chinese guests who may want to light up. And now that Washington State is completely smoke-free, they can go out there. But it's supposed to be a very sort of high-profile sort of state dinner without two states. And it's definitely the invitation to get right now in this part of the country.
Where does President Hu head next?
He's going up to Everett, Washington tomorrow morning. He'll be touring a Boeing assembly plant there and then giving what's billed as a major policy speech. And it's thought that he will lay out his position regarding some of these touchy questions of the trade deficit with China, the value of the Chinese currency, all those things. People are looking for some indication in this speech as to what the Chinese government's position may be.
And he meets with President Bush on Thursday and then on to a speech at Yale. Martin, thanks very much.
You're welcome.
NPR's Martin Costi speaking with us from Redmond, Washington.